Are you fed up with builders' vans parked on the pavement, blocking the path with a buggy for wheelchair users? Are you sick of poor quality pavements which have potholes, cracked slabs and are poorly finished? Well, Ireland already has, as we know on this show, very vocal cycling lobbies. They have the Road Haulage Association for the Heavy Goods Vehicles and Truck Lobby Groups. And, of course, we have Conor Faulkner day and night and the SIMI in relation to the car lobby groups. But does anyone other than myself represent the humble pedestrian? More pedestrians are killed than any other road user. But they seem to still come last when it comes to politics. They still seem to have zero say. Well, is this about to change? Tonight, there is the first ever meeting of the Irish Pedestrian Network. So we put our man on the case, Henry McKean. Henry, what does this new pedestrian lobby group want?
Well, Ivan, in a way, all of us are pedestrians. Well, they want many, many things. And it all started out with a Twitter account called @DublinBlockers. They've been putting up photos of selfish parking, blocking pavements for some time. And they simply want livable, pedestrian-friendly streets. And that, as you said, they're having their first meeting tonight in the Teachers Club on Parnell Street in Dublin from 7:30. Everyone is welcome. So I met the organiser, or you could say the founder, Nasa Horrigan, from the newly formed Irish Pedestrian Network. I met her in Cabra. She's three children, including her daughter Edie, who has a visual impairment. Edie is just 6 years old and she's with her cane walking along. She comes across a car, a transit van parked on the pavement, and also a big problem is dog poo, and sometimes it gets caught in her hands and on her cane.
My name is Nasa Horrigan. I've lived in Cabra for 15 years. In 2012, we had Edith, who is visually impaired. She uses a cane. She can find that Cabra can be quite hard to get around. So about 18 months ago, we started to teach her to use her cane and get out and about every single day. And we found that footpaths can be quite difficult for people who are vulnerable. The problem with dog poo for somebody who has a wheelchair, or for particularly with a cane, is that first of all, you can't see it, obviously, because you are visually impaired enough to need a cane, and your cane goes straight through it. And for Edie, that means that when she's folding up her cane, the dog dirt always gets on her hands. So we end up having to disinfect her cane two or three times a week. Last year, I think that they gave four fines for dog poo in the whole of Dublin.
I'm having a chat with Edie. You're six. Tell me, what do you think of the cars parked on the road?
Well, I'm okay if they're parked in mobility spaces or stuff like that. But if they're parked on the footpaths, they're breaking the law. They're on our environment. Don't people know to take care of the environment? And if they keep doing this, our town will become a big parking load. We don't want that.
So you think there's too many cars parked on the pavement, and does it block your path?
Yeah, it does.
And did something happen to your cane today?
Yeah, I got dog poo on it. Yeah.
So what's your message for drivers who park all over the place?
It's a little bit of space for a lot more safe.
All right, very vocal there. Edith, well able to defend her corner, and her mother, Nasa Horrigan. Henry, so what is this about? Is it about selfish, careless parkers, or is it that there just isn't enough space, particularly in, I'm thinking of the north side, where there's the new Cross City Lewis and there's a lack of park and ride facilities?
You're right, the new Cross City Lewis, fantastic, but nowhere to park, nowhere to even leave your bicycle. So it's difficult. And I know, I've done it myself. I said, I'll be here 1 minute, I'll park on the pavement, but we shouldn't do it. I met these local Cabra people. They outlined their issues, including the Cabra Tidy Towns. Here is the group assistant coordinator, Paul O'Farrell. He talks about the limited amount of parking in a high density area.
There's a high percentage of older people and people with disabilities, young mothers with prams, and their access to pavements and access to facilities in the area sometimes are hampered by illegal parking, sometimes by street traffic that's put out. You know, it can be shop boards, sandwich boards, or it can be even planting pots that the council put in the local paths. What you need to do, what we want to see done, is greater consultation with the public and with the community across the area. And obviously the issue with illegal parking has to be tackled. Both the Lewis stops and Carr Cabra, Lewis has been a great asset to the community, but there's no parking facilities whatsoever. In this area, there's a lot of on-street parking, and they are blocking half the pavement. So from young mothers' point of view, from people in wheelchairs, disability, or from seniors' point of view, it creates an obstacle.
It's a total disgrace, because every day of the week, every car on this road is up on the path. They're all daily fridges with trolleys.
It's hard for them.
And elderly people. They can't go one way or the other. And it's that the paths are not the best.
I think since Sir Lewis came, they want to have a more parking for the cars.
And being a pedestrian, do you feel that you come last?
Yes.
Definitely. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, last.
The car over here that's parked right on the footpath. Now, a woman comes along, or a man, or a woman with a push cart, and it's very difficult for them to get past it, isn't it?
Do you think these car owners, these motorists, do they care about you and your dog?
Maybe they're young people who aren't thinking very clearly or something, I don't know.
But are they selfish or are they just busy?
It's a bit selfish, I think. Yes, selfish.
Blind people as well, there's a few people that are blind around as well, and there's one or two disabled people around as well, and also the dog problem as well.
There is desperate. A lot of dog poo.
Yeah, especially for the young girl up the road here, she's cerebral palsy, and when she's coming around from Mass on a Sunday, the dog poo is terrible all along Offaly Road.
My name's Saoirse Monaghan, and yeah, it does be very hard if you have a few kids and the cars are blocking the pathways. I have an autistic child, so she's holding onto the buggy and you're trying to watch her at the same time, and you have to kind of let her go to get through, squeeze by a small gap. I can understand people have to park on a path, but like when the parking is so close to the wall where you just can't get past, like it's just a bit disrespectful, I think.
That's local residents and pedestrians in the Cabra area very dissatisfied. Well, but Henry, what they're putting their finger on there is probably illegal parking. What about the clampers? What about the enforcement of the law?
Well, we know all about the clampers. We know that they make a loss, but overall they make a profit, because I think Dublin City Council bring in something like 21 million euro in parking tickets. But you're right. Some of these cars, believe it or not, if you park on the pavement outside your home, and if it's a very big pavement, you're not breaking the law. So it's a bit grey. And a lot of these transit drivers, I know I'm picking on the lads out there, these transits, they are doing a lot of home renovations and they are being a little bit selfish because perhaps they're putting in new bathrooms and stuff like that. But think about it. Think about where you're putting your car or your van, because it is, as somebody says, it is selfish. And cracked pavements. This city, the capital, is full of cracked pavements. If you go to London, they've got perfect pavements. Our pavements are absolutely terrible. When I'm pushing my baby in the buggy, sometimes I have to go on the road because the pavements are so poor, and it's because of these large vans with heavy cement products inside. They are breaking the pavements, and the councils don't have enough money to fix them all. I know I'm going off on one because I'm supposed to be completely neutral in this.
But I thought you had a pooch, you know, for your for your little kit that you kind of had him in your stomach.
Yeah, well, he's actually grown out now. He's in. I think it's an out and about.
All so right, it's too much like hard work to
him
around.
He was inside one of these sort of, what do you call it, like rucksacks on your
belly.
Now
he's in a go-kart. All right.
He's
who else did you talk to out there?
But yeah, dumped cars is also an issue. We go for a walk about. Here is NASA Horrigan again. We're walking around and we come across dumped cars.
We set up Dublin Blockers, which tries to chart the obstacles in people's way when they're on footpaths. Broken footpaths, bad parking, overgrown hedges, bins. We thought that maybe that experience would be kind of niche, that not many people have the problems that we do, but in fact it's actually become obvious that it's very universal. Everybody from families with prams to older people who might have mobility issues can see that, certainly in Dublin anyway, there's a real issue with our public realm and our pathways. A pedestrian network is something that we should have. I can't quite believe it doesn't exist already. So once it became apparent that one wasn't being set up, we decided to do it ourselves. There's certainly a lot of interest around it. As soon as we put up the tweet and the Facebook event, I can't get over how many people have said that they're interested, that they are going to come, that it's something that we need. We just need that pedestrian voice in the mix, because some of us drive, some of us use buses, some of us use wheelchairs, some of us cycle, but we're 100% people who live here are all pedestrians. Well, when we set up Dublin Blockers, we thought that, you know, it would deal with lots and lots of issues, but we soon understood very quickly that the biggest issue was parking. There's very little parking enforcement in Dublin. People are just going trying to get around their working day. But if they could consider the space that they're leaving on the footpath, you need to leave about 4 foot or maybe a metre and a half for people in wheelchairs or people with canes to get past. Or, you know, mammies with buggies and daddies with buggies. Paths are not for cars, so you can see that all the path here is lifted up.
And it cracks.
It cracks. It cracks really badly. And I'm sorry, but the council don't have the funds to be fixing them constantly. Like a 50 mil, like a little lip on a path, that will bring a person with mobility issues down. Like somebody who is visually impaired, but particularly if you're an elderly person and you're not bringing up your feet very high, that will bring you down. If you break a hip, you know, that's very serious. If you have slightly bad parking and then bad placement of the bins, that can leave you with almost no space on the road. It's a huge issue for us, and really the bin companies could do something about that. Dumped cars is a big issue. It's one thing to say in Phibsborough where it's a very tight stop, but here in Cabra they certainly could have made room for cycle parking. And up by Broom Bridge there's no park and ride. It's close to an industrial estate where there is space to do that. It's a wonder that they didn't think about those issues.
All right. Well, look, I'm certainly welcoming this Irish Pedestrian Network. Badly needed. Now, you can go on to their Twitter account at Dublin Blockers. Now, remind us again, the meeting is tonight at 7:30. Where?
It's in the Teachers Club on Parnell Street at 7:30. All people can come along, whatever your issue might be. And also, there is a video up on newstalk.com and also on our Twitter feed of Edie, the visually impaired six-year-old, trying to get around Cabra with people parked very, very poorly. And I know that you're a pedestrian, and I know that you feel strongly about this. That's if you're not in your limo.
Indeed. But the point I want to make is that we just focused on one area here, but this is a nationwide issue for pedestrians all over the country. Do text me 53106. Let us know your local story, and maybe you might like to follow this example of the pedestrian lobby group and set up something in your area. As you know, I've been telling you, the local elections are coming up. It's time to be banging onto those councillors about what they're doing about all this. Henry McKean, as always, thank you.